Hello, everyone. Welcome to 2025-2026 Locker Room Chats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, your 92.1 KMZA. I'm Quinn and Profit, joined alongside me here, head coach Bradley Broxman of the Axtell Lady Eagles, looking for a really dominant season here this year as the season begins this Friday at home, taking on Johnson Brock. But before we step into the season, we got to talk a little bit about last year and, of course, the offseason as well. Coach Broxman, again, a 12-12 finish. But coach, every single year you've been here with the program, it's like the team has just been able to take a step forward, a step forward, a step forward every year with you at the helm. I mean, what are the expectations this year with a step forward with this, you know, big unit that you have this year, but also at the same time, what was that off season like for you and your team?
Well, it was good. You know, the girls really bought in this summer. You know, we spent a lot of time in the gym, played in several little leagues, some tournaments. You know, we're expecting big things this year. You know, I think, everybody's a year older, a year stronger. I think we're in good shape.
Yeah, and again, really keying on some of these, you know, top big players here for your team. Just a lot of these returners, you know, Ava Brockstrommen, Reagan Hazenkamp, Caitlin Detweiler, and then also on top, Maggie Strothen, who is well recognized across the Twin Valley League. Someone who's, you know, kind of getting looked upon here at the state level as a potential state caliber player. I mean, what can you tell me about these players and how they're going to elevate themselves on the court this season?
Well, you know, a lot of our season is going to really come down to our guard play, you know, handling the pressure. I've got big expectations for Caitlin Detweiler, taking a big step forward. Reagan Hazenkamp, same thing. Just handling ball pressure, you know, and obviously Maggie, she's a beast, you know, she's one of a kind. The sky's the limit, really, for her, you know, as hard as she works, you know. Hopefully she takes a big step forward, but all in all, I think, you know, we're all, you know, we've got, you know, we're probably as deep as I've ever been as a coach, so it's definitely a good feeling.
Yeah, and of course that, you know, that feeling only kind of grows there as the season goes on, you know, collecting a couple of wins. You have a chance to collect a win here to start the year off right against Johnson Brock on Friday, and then of course you got Valley Heights, your first league opponent, on Tuesday. So real quick, give me a highlight of this game on Friday, and then also kind of, you know, kind of tease the Twin Valley League, is, you know, it's quickly over the horizon there for you and your team.
Yeah, Johnson Brock, I don't know a lot about. We kind of played them a little bit this summer. They're missing some girls. I know last year they graduated some seniors that just by looking at the stats, they scored a lot of, you know, they were their leading scorers. So, you know, I don't know a lot about them. Valley Heights, you know, I know a lot about them. Jordan Brockstrom's, you know, he's a great coach. You know, he's got one of the best athletes in the state, you know, so they're going to be the test that we're ready to take to see how we handle that pressure, for sure.
And then, again, you know, you kind of mentioned there a little bit about Valley Heights, but then a highlight here about the, you know, entirety of the Twin Valley League, you know, what's the competition going to be like at this level? You know, you got so many great teams that return from, you know, runner-ups at state, and then, of course, also the state champs in Hanover. What's the competition going to be like in this league?
Yeah, it's every night. You know, I just kind of looked at some rankings that came out yesterday, and there's 9 teams on our schedule that are ranked in the top 10. You know, it's hard. I mean, there's absolutely no night off. They bring the pressure. They know who you are. They know what you do. Great coaches. You know, it's just it's a fun league, and we're ready to compete with those top teams, I think.
Well, Coach, I'm excited each and every single week here. We'll run it with you here every single week on Thursday here for the coaches' shows. Again, upcoming here, Johnson Brock on Friday, next Tuesday, Valley Heights. We'll talk about both those matchups on our next Locker Room Chat meeting. But, Coach, good luck on your upcoming games, and thank you for your time.
Appreciate you.
This Locker Room Chat was brought to you by Blue Vine Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and B&D Buildings. Upcoming here, we'll sit down and we'll talk to head coach Chase Tynan of the Axtell Boys.